could have been a debutante, I know. Or a typical Vassa grad with her typical Harvard lad. If I had met you years ago, I wouldn't have had to shrink it. I wouldn't have had to grind it. I wouldn't have had to dance and smoke it. For all the tan suit and cloaking, I wouldn't have had to. I wouldn't have had to. I could have been another Helen Hayes, making theater parties feel all the tragedy of Camille, if we had met in childhood days. I wouldn't have had to razzle. I wouldn't have had to dazzle. I wouldn't have had to sing at suppers with only tassels on my uppers. I wouldn't have had to. I wouldn't have had to. I could have made the Sad Llewellyn's ballet. Like Nijinsky, I'd weave a spell, instead of Minsky au naturel, if you had only come my way. I wouldn't have had to swing it. I wouldn't have had to fling it. I could have been wearing something tasty, instead of just a little pasty. I wouldn't have had to. I wouldn't have had to. Imagine being married to a poet who writes pretty poems about flowers and birds and makes them out of nothing but words. Imagine being married to a poet. When he'd come home each night, he'd whisper low as he held me tight. A cherry may be red, a plum may be blue, but there'll never be a peach as peachy as you. Imagine being married to a poet. If I had met you early in life, if I had been a poet's wife, I wouldn't have had to shrink it. I wouldn't have had to grind it. I wouldn't have had to do this. I wouldn't have had to do that. I wouldn't have had to shift my cargo in Duluth and Fargo, waking Syracuse up, shaking my caboose up, twirling my projections in opposite directions.